Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Santa showed up to my house early.
You did?
Yes.
How so?
Well, I had this big water bottle in one of the closets in my house. And it had some, you know, it had some change in it. And I thought, well, you know, can't possibly be that much. It's a big water bottle and there wasn't a whole lot of change in it. Like, you know, maybe a couple of inches of change, right?
Like water bottle, like the kind that you buy at a store?
Yeah, the kind that you put on it like a pedestal. You know, like the big ones that you see in office buildings and stuff like that.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
The big ones, big plastic ones, like the
Ozark,
5 gallon or whatever it is.
Big
yeah.
Thingy, round barrel-like things.
Yeah, yeah. And so I was thinking to myself, I was cleaning out a closet yesterday, and I ran across it, and I was like, oh, you know what? I should probably just go get this turned in, you know, for cash. It's probably like, you know, 60, 70 bucks or something like that. Can't possibly be that much. It's a lot of pennies. Dude, it's like I won the lotto, man. $231.
Wow.
I know. Who knew?
Heck, even 60 is not nothing to sneeze at.
I know. That's a lot of lattes, man.
Wow.
I know. $231.
Dang, man. You know, I have a drawer full of cash, like a lot of quarters
right.
and nickels and pennies. And for the last couple of years, I've been thinking of, you know, dragging all that stuff down to a coin machine.
It's worth it. Totally worth it.
Ah.
Yeah. It was, I had 6,700 pennies.
Wow.
I know.
How heavy was that thing? How did you get it over there?
Well, I put it in a bunch of different plastic baggies. And then, yeah, it took a while. I had to make two trips in and out.
Wow.
Because they were heavy.
Yeah.
You know? And so, yeah. So I went to my bank, threw it all in there, and yeah, $231.
Very impressive.
I know. So now
I thought your bank closed.
No.
Like, did they have a branch at the Fountains? And
yeah, they
isn't
did.
That branch shut down?
Yeah, but this is the one that Darren banks at.
Okay.
And they've got one. Right. And they
so
don't.
It's not your bank.
Well, sort of.
It's
and
not.
Well, sort of. Because, you know, what's mine is mine and what's his is mine. You know how it goes, man. We're married.
Hey, so what are your plans for this cash?
You know
for
what?
Your newfound
I know.
Fortune.
I know. You know, I'm trying to debate because it's like, should I use it for Christmas presents? Should I use it for, because I have a you know, Christmas party with the familia?
Nah.
Should I use it for that?
Mm-mm.
Should I put it in the bank?
No.
Should I buy myself another Dooney Burke?
Okay.
There's a new perfume out that I want, yeah, and it's expensive.
Yeah. Oh, this is totally your money. This
totally
is like totally
money.
Fun money. This is something that you buy something that you've always wanted.
Yeah. Well, see, and there's this perfume.
This should be guilt-free money.
Totally. And see, and it's it's in my drawer in my house. It's just sitting there. It's
drawers.
Just chilling.
Get some new drawers.
I know, right?
Absolutely.
It's just sitting there. It's chilling out. It's waiting, but I can hear it calling me.
Yeah.
It's going, Trisha, hey, we're over here, dude.
I think so.
$231.
I think so.
Yeah. And see, there's this perfume that I really like, but you can't get it in El Paso. They don't sell it at Dillard's. They don't. It's part of the Chanel line, but mm-hmm. they don't sell it here mm-hmm. because it's like one of their real serious, you know, perfumes. They don't sell all of their perfumes.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Right, right. Because they think that, you know,
that we can't
El Paso
afford it.
Is a whole bunch of poor people.
Yeah, they think we can't afford it.
Right.
And so every time one of my cousins comes in from out of town, I always tell them, buy me a bottle and I'll just pay you when you get back. So I've got a bunch of cousins coming in from out of town for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, should I do that?
Because
mm-hmm. I really dig this perfume.
Yeah, this is guilt-free money. You should get whatever it is that you've always wanted, but
okay.
always felt bad about spending the money on
yeah.
it. You know, this is that. This is what that's for.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
I think you've convinced me.
I think so.
There's no
I
Christmas
so.
Presents coming out of that, except
no.
for me.
Yes, exactly.
My stocking stuffers.
Right on.
So there.
Do it. Do it.
$231.
That's
dude.
Pretty cool, man.
It was going around and around because it's real cool. Because what it does is it sorts the coins. So mm-hmm. when you dump them in, it's kind of like, you know, a toy for adults.
Yeah, it's mesmerizing.
It
isn't
is.
It
is. And so you're watching, and it's counting out how many coins you've got of each denomination,
uh-huh.
and it's giving you the total, the running total. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching, and when it hit like $70, I was like, hey, pretty good. And then it kept going. And I still had two more bags.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, my God, this is really cool. And then $231.
It's like going to a casino and just watching that number just keep going and going, right?
Yeah. I was like, oh, man.
They should put sound effects on those things.
I think so.
They should make a ding, 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 ding.
I think so. I absolutely think so. So, yeah. Okay, well, perfume it is.
Cool, girl. You have inspired me to empty out my sock drawer.
You need to. You need to. Kiss
FM. B-Day going on today.
Okay, today you share your birthday with this 27-year-old. Mm-hmm. She is an epic singer, songwriter, has been writing songs since she was a little girl in a notebook. Recently, she put out her new album, and I guess it's doing okay. She kind of debuted a bunch of songs on SNL a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, if it's Taylor Swift, then it's doing gangbusters.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't really heard much about it. I mean, yeah. I love the music.
Yeah, yeah.
But I haven't really heard much about numbers.
It's as far away from her beginning in country as you could possibly get with this new album of hers.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Taylor Swift. Here's my favorite one off of that album is this one.
Oops, we can't play that. It's copyrighted material.
Yep, yep.
I love that one.
Love that one, too. Singing it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you also share your birthday with this 49-year-old actor. He sings also.
Yeah.
And he's rumored to be Katie Holmes' man.
Oh, okay. Then it's Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
And yes, you're right. He does sing.
He does.
And not bad at all.
Uh-uh.
A couple of years ago, remember when he did the beginning of a Kanye West song?
Yep.
Oh, no. More copyrighted material that we can't play here. So sorry.
Singing it all the time.
And he's also, really good impersonator.
Uh-huh.
He also is pretty good at doing parody stuff himself.
Right.
Like a couple of months ago, he was on The Tonight Show, and Fallon had him do like different styles of music, like pop songs, any style of. So here's Jamie Foxx doing a hit song in the style of a musical.
Who let the dogs out? Who? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
And then he also did a Rihanna song like opera-ish style.
Okay.
Normally you would hear a song here, but it's copyrighted, so we can't share it with you.
Jamie Foxx, not as good an opera singer as me, but still pretty good. Kiss FM. Okay, I don't want to get you overly excited.
Okay.
But there's a possibility.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks out, we may have Christmas snow.
What?
Uh-huh, that's right. Hold on a second. Maybe. We are 2 weeks out.
Yeah. But hey, they're talking about relatively significant snow for us.
Well, here's what one of the TV weather guys had to say. Zach Covey.
Right.
With Fox 14.
K-Fox, uh-huh.
Yeah, I was watching one of those Facebook Live things that he does every now and then. And here's what he had to say about the possibility of Christmas snow.
Here's December 25th. Up here at this blue line, that's the highest amount one of our models has us. They bring in 5.5 inches of snow on Christmas Day. At the lowest amount, brings us nothing.
Oh.
So there's a big spread. But if we look at the 25 to 75%, the average spread, it brings us in around 1.5 inches on Christmas Day.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm getting my snowshoes out. I'm
going to
go buy snow boots. I'm going to go buy me an electric blanket.
Hang on a second. Let's hear from Doppler Dave.
Okay.
You know, we enjoy looking at all the computer models, and this particular model has us with a snowstorm coming in here Christmas Eve and potentially on Christmas Day. So it's something to get a little excited about, but not too much at this point.
Okay. You see? Dave's keeping his head about him.
I don't know if I can stand the anticipation here. You know? It's like, oh my God, for 2 weeks, I'm going to be a wreck.
Hey, look, a lot could change in 2 weeks.
I know.
We could get 6 inches of snow.
I know.
Or we could get nothing. It just depends on, you know, what Mother Nature decides to do.
You know, it's happened. We've gotten like a foot of snow in a day before.
Well, two Christmases ago.
Yes.
2015.
Yeah, and it
I
gets
remember,
crazy.
Because I was at the Sun Bowl game. I remember, and it's when it started snowing.
Yeah, and didn't stop.
By the next day, we had endured and lived through the fifth snowiest day in El Paso history.
Yeah,
so
don't kid
I mean,
yourself.
It's possible.
It could.
Just, it's 2 weeks away. So, yeah. Don't go, you know, busting out all your chain so that you can buy up all the Pop-Tarts. Not yet.
So, not only do I have to wait 2 weeks for Santa, but now I've got to wait 2 weeks to see if we get a white Christmas too?
Absolutely. That's right.
Oh, man.
That's right. We'll know more as we get closer. I just wanted to throw it out there, you know, because
I want to
catch you by surprise.
That's right.
You know, make sure that Winterfest doesn't have a Let It Snow Day planned that they cancel because it snows. Did you hear about that?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's hilarious.
Ironic much? That was the funniest thing I saw on the internet yesterday. You know, I was looking over their Facebook page, and I noticed that they had rescheduled Let It Snow Day. So I dug a little deeper. Come to find out, it was originally supposed to happen on the Thursday that we got that first snowfall. Last Thursday. But they canceled it because...
Well, it snowed.
It snowed. Hilarious.
I love it. That is
Let it snow, except on Let It Snow Day.
Right? The one day out of the year it snows. Kiss
FM. So according to a new survey, we would be willing to pay a little over $1,400 during this holiday to remove most of the things that stress us, to have people take care of the most stressful things that we find around the holiday season. When you combine all of it together, it comes out to a little over $1,400. Wow. And that includes paying $143 to have someone put up all our decorations inside and out.
Yes.
Survey shows that we'd pay another $128 to have them all taken down.
Yes.
We would pay $121 to have somebody do all the holiday shopping for you.
No.
That was just to do the shopping.
Yeah.
Of course, you'd still have to pay for all the gifts. $96 to have all of the gifts perfectly wrapped.
No.
On top of planning, you know, spending on something for your significant other, we'd also be willing to pay $134 to guarantee that your significant other will love their present.
Oh, wow.
$146 to have your entire holiday meal taken care of. Mm. That includes buying the food, cooking everything, doing the dishes. We would be willing to pay $146 for that.
Now, I'm more than willing to pay somebody to come in and help me, like, during the party. And I do that already because I'm not messing with that.
Yeah,
I figure once I've cooked, once I've shopped, I pretty much, all I'm going to do is drink wine.
You're
going to
drink wine and mingle.
And mingle.
Yeah, $152 to guarantee no one at dinner argues about politics.
What do they do? Put a hood over your head or something?
I don't know.
Tape over your mouth?
Yeah, I have no idea how this person would you know, make sure that that doesn't get done. I guess any time that he would hear somebody bringing up politics, he'd be like, no. No.
They have one of those little squirt guns that you do for to train
That's
cats
right.
and dogs.
That's right, yes. Bad dog. No. There will be no Trump today. To avoid completely your in-laws, $158.
Oh, wow.
And
you're willing to pay more for that than you are to have somebody put up your decorations.
Yes. And the thing that we'd pay the most for is to find our Christmas spirit again.
Aww.
And really enjoy the holidays like when we were kids.
Yeah.
We would be willing to pay, the people surveyed, Americans, $259 to enjoy Christmas like when we were a kid.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, now, if I didn't have to mess with, my best friend came over last night and totally Christmas light shamed me. Totally Christmas light shamed me.
So you would pay the most to have somebody do your lights?
Yes.
To do your decorations?
Yeah, I would actually.
Inside
I would absolutely.
And out?
You know what? I don't even mind the inside, but yeah, heck yeah, man. Take care of all of it.
Okay, so $143 was the average. You'd be willing to pay $143?
Yes, sir.
You'd be willing to pay a little more than that?
I absolutely
You'd go
would.
As high as what, $200?
I probably would, yeah. Because it's like, hey, you know what? I don't have to mess with it.
Right, yeah.
You know, and to be quite honest with you, that's one of the reasons why I don't put out lights on my house.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't want to mess with it.
I know, right?
I don't want to mess with it. And I don't want to have to take them back down.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to. Just don't turn them on anymore.
No.
I mean, you know, no, seriously, as far as the lights, of course, you know, please do, you know, wrap up, snow, you know, Frosty.
Right.
You know, and make
but
sure that
lights?
You put Frosty away.
Yeah.
Of course. But the lights...
Oh, I don't know. I've got a neighbor who lets Frosty live outside all
really?
Year long. Yes. And it's like, geez, dude.
Yeah.
We don't live in the county. Come on. Put your stupid frosty away. Inside.
And
God.
Your chickens too.
Right?
I think that I think of all those things, the one that I would be willing to pay for would be for the holiday cooking. For somebody to cook and,
right.
and shop and do all right. of that kind of stuff.
See, that you know that doesn't bother me at all.
Neither one of us is much good at any of those two things. So
that I don't I love the shopping. I love the cooking. I love the preparing. I love all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything that happens after that. Taking the meat off the turkey, putting yeah. stuff away in little containers.
Right.
Cleaning
washing
up,
the dishes.
Doing the dishes.
Yeah, picking up all that kind of junk.
No, that's yeah. why I hire a senora for the day.
Right.
Yeah. She takes care of it. Yeah. I don't have to mess with that nonsense.
I'm okay with, like, you know, eating. And that's it. That's the only thing I'm good at. That's the only thing I'm okay with.
You're like, if somebody wants to pay me to eat, I'm good. I'm right here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. I'm down with that. I am so down with that. And I'm willing to pay Mr. or Mrs. Luby's to take care of the holiday meal and all. It appears that everything old is new again when it comes to the city of El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first it's resurrecting the streetcars.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're resurrecting the archway that used to be at Cincinnati the Cincinnati...
Kern Place.
District, yes.
Yeah.
Party
yeah.
district, whatever it's called. Yeah. When is that supposed to start and what's going on with that?
It's supposed to be... Everything is supposed to be wrapped up by Friday.
This Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, good, because there's graduations this weekend at
right.
UTEP. So, yeah, it would, I'm sure if I was a business owner, I would want all of that done by Friday.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So they're going to be putting up a lighted archway, because it's part of this program where they're going to put up in different iconic neighborhoods. Because, you mm-hmm. know, we have a lot of really, not just historic, but iconic neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And they want to be able to, put something up that, you know, kind of signifies that they are that.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they did this is because decades and decades ago, I think it was even like in the early 20s, they used to have this gigantic arch that signified where Kern Place was. But it was so bright because it was lit, and it was so bright that the neighbors around the area were like, yeah, dudes, it's like noon at midnight here. Y'all got to take this down. So they stopped lighting it, but then little by little, because it was so big and what have you, they took it down. And there's like one or two surviving pictures. I'm doing a blog about it right now, and I'll post the pictures.
They're cool.
It's really gorgeous.
So do these new ones resemble?
It's got a little bit of the flavor of the original one, mm-hmm. but yes, they're going to be lit.
Okay,
it's going to be very pretty.
All right,
it's
well,
be
cool.
Very pretty.
Cool. It'll be just like the people who go party there. See what I did there?
Lit. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See that? See that?
Woo!
Okay, whatever.
The
you know you're going to use that
itself.
One later.
Here's what's trending now.
So about a month ago, the city police department started this animal cruelty unit.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people were like, man, don't these guys have like anything better to do?
I know.
I mean, we need cops here and there,
right.
you know, not chasing down, you know, people who beat dogs and things of mm-hmm. that nature. But so far, they've already made two arrests this week alone.
Three.
This week alone?
Three. A couple who were,
oh,
who
right,
were
right,
starving
yeah.
their
right.
dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the
then
couple
a
counts
guy,
as individual.
Yeah, and then a guy who was beating a dog.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that are, you know, clapping.
Mm-hmm.
Clapping for this division. They're like, this is cool, man, finally.
Yeah.
You know, finally something's being done about this because, I mean... God, you see dogs mistreated or animals mistreated all the time.
All the time, and, yeah.
And before this unit got started, it was just like a back burner kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was hit and miss as whether or not people were going to get in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I mean, you know, it just depended on what else the cops were doing or
right.
had to do if they were going to send somebody to investigate any of these allegations.
Right, right.
But now they've got a dedicated unit.
And man, have they hit the ground running.
Yeah, they sure have.
Yeah,
they sure
good
have.
For them.
I can see it, you know, turning into maybe some kind of a TV show.
I know,
or something like
it's
that.
True. It's absolutely true.
You know?
Because, I mean, you know, you got to hand it to these guys. First of all, these cases aren't really easy to find because so many times this happens in a backyard or in a house or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but now they actually have somebody, like if a neighbor calls and says this is happening.
Right.
They actually do have somebody they can send out. That's great.
It'll be like a Law and Order show.
I know.
You know?
On the animal planet.
With like, you know, the same kind of intro. You know, it would sound something like this.
in the criminal justice system. Animal-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In El Paso, Texas, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious crimes are members of an elite squad known as the Animal Cruelty Investigation Unit.
Kiss FM!
Mike and Tricia Mornings on 93.1 Kiss FM. Bring me the Emily.
Okay, I'm going to go get Emily.
Uh-huh.
But I got to go to the bathroom too.
What?
Because this takes a long time. Yeah. I have to go through 93 callers.
I know you do. As a matter of fact, you can start right now.
No.
Caller 93.
No, Michael, I have to pee. 93.
We'll get first crack at Mike and Trisha's 12.
I can't stand you.
12 days.
I had to pee. What is the matter with you?
What's the matter with me? What's
yes.
the matter with you?
Dude.
You suck. What's wrong with you?
I just told you I have to go to the bathroom.
You suck.
You do.
God.
I'm sorry. I call him like it is.
Hey, did I mention caller number 93?
You suck.
Let's do this. Ah! Let's do this, man. Let's see.
My eyeballs are going to float.
Let's see if we can collectively make Trisha pee during the 12 days of Kissmas.
You suck. You suck.
I want to make sure that we're filming you
to
make sure.
I'm going to have to pee dance
just
here.
In case, man, because look, I want to go viral.
Dude, I'm going to have to do the horse stomp.
Oh, awesome.
I have to pee.
Awesome. Do it to the cadence of the people calling
no.
in and reading off the list. Let's do this. Good luck.
Kiss FM.
See, that's how you lead into it, man. I think from now on, we should have a song that has one of those little piano things at
yeah,
the end.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how you lead into the 12 Days of Kissmas.
Whew.
Okay, so.
I'm exhausted. And I need to pee. Dang it.
Well, with any luck, we won't have to go through very many callers to get a 12 Days of Kissmas winner.
I know.
So caller number 93 was Diana. Hi, Diana.
Oops, nope, you're on the wrong one. This is line two. You need line two.
Oh, line two. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So then this would be Diana.
Yes.
Okay. Hi,
Diana. Hi, Mike.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Well, you've already gotten through the first hurdle.
Woohoo!
So you're calling number 93. You get first crack at the 12 Days of Kissmas. Now,
okay.
You're going to read each day to us one by one. And you do have to start with on the blah, 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 on the blah, 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 before each and every one of the items, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Got it.
Take a deep breath. Go as slow as you need to, okay? Because we got plenty of time.
Okay.
Okay. Start when you're ready and pause after each one, because after each reading, I'm going to go around the room and everybody's either going to give me a thumbs up or move on to the next caller kind of thing.
Okay. Right.
So whenever you're ready, Diana, go ahead.
Okay. On the first day of Kissmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me $1,000 from TFCU and a Kissmas tree.
Oh, look at you.
Man, you're fast.
Look at you. And yeah, you are pretty darn fast.
Yee!
You're scaring me.
You're scaring me, too.
Okay, everybody was good with that
yes.
one, so move
on. On the second day of Kissmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me two $50 gift cards for lunch or dinner at the DoubleTree Hotel.
Okay.
On the third day of Kissmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me three $30 gift cards to Crave, Independent Burger, and Stonewood Grill.
All right.
On the fourth day of Kissmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me four $25 gift cards from Sugar Skull Fashion Boutique.
All right. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Everybody okay
yep,
with that?
Yep.
We're all okay with that. Go on.
On the fifth day of Kissmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me five golden rings from Johnson Jewelers.
Okay.
Okay. I feel like we're rushing down the freeway. I'm like, slow down. Okay, go ahead.
On the sixth day of Kissmas.
Oh, girl.
Oh, dang
it. No way.
Oh, Diana. No.
No. No.
Girl.
Okay.
Oh.
All right, Diana, you know what we have to do.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay.
All right.
Merry
Thank
Christmas,
you, Diana.
Sweetie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man.
Inevitably,
wow.
huh? Inevitably.
Yeah.
Okay. For the last few years, it seems
yeah.
like there's been at least one Christmas Kissmas trip up.
Yep, yep.
Hey, Lily.
Oh, hey. Wow.
Yeah,
I was on the edge of my seat with her there. And
I know.
We were
wow.
too.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow.
I wasn't even sure if I could read as fast as she was talking.
I know.
Yeah.
I was thinking, slow down. And
yeah.
then I said, oh, no, speed up.
Yeah.
And then she did, like, oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. Well, this could be your lucky day, Lily. So whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Okay, I just got to get... Okay, hold on. Okay. It's because I have it on my computer, and I printed it just in case we have, like, electric outage or something.
Right, exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Oh, this is crazy. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, Mike and Tricia gave to me $1,000 from GECU.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Lily.
No, Lily.
It's TFCU.
That was last year's sponsor.
That was last year.
Yeah. Oh, Lily.
They're going to kill me.
Yeah, see, that's what happens when you open up the wrong Word doc.
Yeah. Oh, dang it.
Oh, gosh. Thank you.
Okay, Lily. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh,
okay.
God.
All right.
Oh,
so
God.
Last year, there was two Christmases and one wrong sponsor.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
We are one Christmas away from repeating last year.
Yeah.
Hi, Blanca.
Hi.
Oh, have you heard what's been going on?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I don't want to put any pressure on you.
I know.
But
no pressure. You're busy.
I cannot believe I'm online right now. This has been the luckiest morning I have had. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's find out how lucky. Whenever you're ready,
Years of trying to get through. Okay.
Really?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
And this is the first time?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go, Blanca.
Go for it,
whenever you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready. On the first day of Christmas, Mike and Tricia, gave to me $1,000 from TFCU and a Christmas tree.
Okay.
On the second day of Christmas, Mike and Tricia gave to me $50 gift cards for lunch or dinner.
Blanca, no.
Yeah, no, you...
You missed
it
one
It seems
word.
Like there was a word missing there.
Yeah.
Blanca.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Everybody heard that?
Yes.
Yes? Yes? Or yes. not hear that,
we
I should say?
We didn't hear it, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Blanca.
I'm so sorry.
So sorry. Oh,
well, at least I got through.
Well, there's that. There's that.
It's always next year.
See, that's what you call putting lipstick on a pig.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, Blanca. Thank you,
Blanca.
Sweetheart.
There's next year.
Thank you,
Merry
Blanca.
Christmas.
Good luck.
Oh.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So this seems to be playing out just like last year.
I know.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have to regroup ourselves. So let's see what we can do then. Next caller up, as they say. Yep. Next man up.
Kiss FM.
Hi.
You ready?
Yes, I'm going to try my best.
It's the 12 days of Christmas. You could win every item on this list, including $1,000. But you got to get through the list, though. You got to pronounce everything correctly.
Yep.
You got to do it just like we did it. Are you ready?
Don't drop anything. Don't add anything.
Okay.
Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Take a deep breath.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, Mike and Tricia gave me $1,000.
Oh, no.
Ruby,
no.
Oh.
No.
Gave
Ruby.
To me.
Gave to me.
Yeah, you left out a word,
oh, Ruby.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Thank you, Ruby.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oi, and just like that, next caller.
Okay, so let's see here. 93, 94, 95, 96. Andrea?
Yes, this is Ed.
You're caller 97, and you're also next man up.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm so nervous.
Okay, don't be nervous.
Don't be too nervous.
Just take a deep breath. We've got plenty of time. Go as slow as you need to.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, Mike and Tricia gave to me $1,000 from TFCU and a Christmas tree.
Okay.
On the second day of Christmas, Mike and Tricia gave to me two $50 gift cards for lunch or dinner at the DoubleTree Hotel.
All right.
On the third day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me three $30 gift cards to Crave, Independent Burger, and Stonewood Grill.
All right.
On the fourth day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me four $25 gift cards from Sugar Skull Fashion Boutique.
Right on, girl.
On the fifth day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me five golden rings from Johnson's Jewelers.
Mm-hmm.
On the sixth day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me six tickets to a Saturday Chihuahuas game of your choice.
You are halfway there.
On the seventh day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me seven gift certificates from Tortuga Sports Lounge.
Aight.
On the eighth day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me eight rounds of golf with cart at Butterfield Trail Golf Club.
Okie dokie.
On the ninth day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me a $90 gift card from Dee's Discount.
Yeah, okay.
On the 10th day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me my phone fell asleep. 1 second, please.
Oh, because she might have it on her phone.
Yeah.
And so the screen went black. Yeah.
Come on, Andrea.
Oh, sweetie, don't get to the 10th day and lose it.
I'm sorry.
You ready?
Andrea, we're
going
to have to
move
on.
I'm going to have to go to the next caller.
I'm so sorry. I'm trying.
Okay, well, we can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to go on now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Andrea, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, guys, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's all right.
Okay.
Bye, Andrea.
Oh, man.
Wow. I don't think that's ever happened to us in the history of the 12 Days of Christmas.
Because she must have been reading it off of her phone.
And how does it not wake up that quickly?
Because of technology.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Always print everything.
Always
I'm 25
print.
And
oh
I print
gosh.
Everything out
yes.
still.
See, technology can be your best friend and your biggest enemy.
Oh
wow.
Dude.
Wow. Gabby.
Yes, good morning.
Oh, my gosh, Gabby.
Oh, my gosh.
They always sound like they're in front of the firing squad.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah. Like we're about to sentence them to the pit of misery.
I know.
Dilly, dilly.
Oh, God.
All right,
okay,
Gabby.
Okay.
We've all got medication to take, Gabby, so if you could please get through these 12 days.
I know, and Trisha has to go pee. I'm sorry.
I know. Think of Trisha, but stay calm.
Okay.
Take your time, sweetie. You take a deep breath when you're ready and take your time.
On the first day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me $1,000 from TFCU and a Christmas tree.
Okay.
On the second day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me two $50 gift cards for lunch or dinner at the DoubleTree Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
On the third day of Christmas.
No. Gabby.
Okay, Gabby.
Gabby.
Oh!
I know.
Oh, sweetie.
I know. We feel the same way.
Oh, darn it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, Gabby. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For trying.
Oh, my God. We're going to be on our seventh caller.
Okay.
You realize that, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break. Set up some more callers.
Okay.
Trisha, please go pee.
So, yeah, you should have really let her go, Mike.
I'm playing a 4-minute Ed Sheeran song. Okay. Kiss
FM. Very
Ed
smart.
Sheeran, Sharon, Sharon.
Very smart of you to play a slow, calm
That's right.
song.
Yes,
we
yes.
need to calm everybody down.
Ironically, though, it's titled Perfect, which none of our contestants have been.
Okay, way to break the mood there, big
well,
guy.
You know,
I know.
We're up to caller number 99. I know.
Yikers.
I don't know when the last time was that we've gone this long.
It's been a while.
I know we have, but I can't recall the last year that we went this deep. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, all right, so maybe this is a man's job.
Yay.
You know, getting through the 12 days correctly.
It is. Yeah, but it's going to be your wife's stuff, so that's okay. That's cool. Yeah. I'm good with this.
That's fine. It's Christmas.
All right, buddy. So whenever you're ready, roll through this.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me $1,000 from TFCU and a Christmas tree.
Very good.
On the second day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me $250 gift cards for lunch or dinner at the DoubleTree Hotel.
All right.
On the third day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me $330 gift cards to Crave, Independent Burger, and Stonewood Grill.
Okay.
On the fourth day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me $425 gift cards from Sugar Skull Fashion Boutique.
All right.
On the fifth day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me 5 golden rings from Johnson Jewelers.
Go on.
On the sixth day of Christmas.
Oh
my God.
Man, oh man.
My heart.
Okay,
man.
Alex.
And I was on the phone and I was like, how can they say Christmas when they're reading Christmas?
I know.
And it happened to me.
I know. You
I know.
See
hey,
it?
Hey, it's happened to us.
Yeah, totally.
Yes.
So. Oh, Alex.
All right, Alex.
Thank you,
That's
sweetie.
Fine.
Thanks,
Thank
man.
You.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Oh,
you too.
Boy, oh boy.
I am so nervous. I'm nervous.
Man. Hey, can somebody cancel my mani-pedi?
I know.
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it this morning. Well, that brings us to caller number 100.
Okay, Alicia.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. Okay.
Hi.
No pressure here, Missy.
No,
but
I know.
We're all on pins and needles.
Okay.
Okay, so you know how to do it.
Yes.
Take a deep breath and
yes,
go
I will.
As slow as you need to. Start when you're ready.
Okay, here I go. On the first day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me $1,000 from TFCU and a Christmas tree.
Okay.
On the second day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me $250 gift cards for lunch or dinner at the DoubleTree Hotel.
Okay.
On the third day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me $330 gift cards to Crave, Independent Burger, and Stonewood Grill.
All right.
On the fourth day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me $425 gift cards from Sugar Skull Fashion Boutique.
Mm-hmm.
On the fifth day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me 5 golden rings from Johnson Jewelers.
All right.
On the sixth day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me 6 tickets to a Saturday Chihuahua game of your choice.
You are halfway done.
On the seventh day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me 7 gift certificates from Tortuga Sports Lounge.
Okay.
On the eighth day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me 8 rounds of golf with cart at Butterfield Trail Golf Club.
All right.
On the ninth day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me a $90 gift card from Didi's Discounts.
All right.
On the 10th day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me 10 totally big tacos from Taco Tote.
We have just entered uncharted territory.
Oh, my goodness. On the 11th day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me $111 from Kona Grill.
One more day, Alicia.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Mike and Trisha gave to me 12 tickets to Holidays on Ice.
Okay, judges? Judges?
Hang on a second. I got to go reschedule my mani-pedi. It looks like I will be able to make it.
Woohoo! Alicia, you did it!
Oh, my goodness!
Yay!
So happy! Oh, my God!
And I said to myself, the 100th caller is going to be me. The 100th caller is going to be me.
Yeah, except that I think you're 101.
Oh, wow. Well. I was a third, that? I was a 90, and then I'm the winner.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my goodness.
Perseverance,
yeah,
man.
There you go.
Thank you so much, guys.
Oh, my
Thank
gosh.
You. I've tried every year for this.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
and this year?
Christmas miracle.
This year, yes. Thank you,
you
so much.
It. And look
I
at all the great
it.
Stuff you've got and that $1,000 from TFCU.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
so, oh, my goodness.
Have you thought about what you're going to do with all of this stuff?
No, but I'm sure a lot of my niece and my daughters are going to take some of it.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Oh,
yes.
Oh,
girl,
man.
You know what?
Oh,
give them
goodness.
The stuff. You keep the money.
Yes, of course.
Good
yes,
deal.
Of course. Thank you so
I love
much.
It.
I'm
Congratulations,
so
Alicia.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh. Have a Merry wow. Christmas. Have
yes.
a Merry Christmas.
Yes. And
yes.
Alicia, hold
you
on.
Too, guys.
And
yes.
God bless
yes, of
us,
course.
Everyone.
Yes.
You've been listening to Mike and Trisha Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.